We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and it's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the gyms may not be full, but there's definitely no shortage of madness this college basketball season. For us fans, the college basketball powers that be have gifted us with a top matchup between two great teams. This weekend, Gonzaga and Baylor will be going at it for what could be the nation's top ranking, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is bringing you closer to action with this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all college basketball fans who sign up now the chance to win $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win this game. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up for a shot to turn $1 into $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win. That's right. Bet $1, win $100. Use promo code KSN during sign-up to take advantage of this great offer for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin, as we always do in quarter number four, it is time to look forward, but it's a different kind of tone to this looking forward. It's now after a win. Can this Penn State team handle prosperity?
Boy, I mean, this is our first chance to find out. I have no idea. You know, the first read I got was, what, about 9 points on the spread? So,
well, I saw 10 and a half. The DraftKings spread I saw was 10 and a half points. Okay. So,
boy, that's a lot of points for me. For both sides, you know, I wouldn't have anticipated before last week that Penn State will beat anybody by 10 and a half points, not just because it's impossible to beat somebody by 10 and a half points, but I didn't expect that to see them favored by double digits anytime soon. And then on the Rutgers side too, you know, they've been playing everybody pretty tough, Jim. They're not a pushover team under Greg Schiano. They're doing everything as well as they can for the talent that they have. Penn State just has a lot more of it. But they haven't really, you know, they haven't really been as well coordinated, I think, as Rutgers has been, as funny as that might be to say.
Well, I just get the sense that folks were saying, or at least the people getting the line out, they're saying, all right, well, Penn State's back now. They beat a Michigan team that, despite the fact that Michigan isn't very good, it's still Michigan. Penn State won. Maybe they found the formula, and Penn State is Penn State and Rutgers is Rutgers.
I think because that mindset is so prevalent, you got to keep in mind that, you know, sports books, they're going to establish a line that is going to favor early money. You know, they want action on this. I wouldn't be surprised at all if we saw this thing come down to somewhere in that 6.5, 7, 7.5 range before kickoff, where you're going to have to make a decision. Is it going to be more than a touchdown or less than a touchdown? That's the way I think the action is going to unfold throughout the week. We'll see. But to base a double-digit spread off that performance against Michigan, I don't know, man. It seems like a lot, especially on the road.
Well, remember, and again, I don't know if you can make this, you shouldn't do it this way. Michigan was lucky to beat Rutgers. It went overtime. If there's anything that says essentially an even game, it's a multiple overtime game. And then Penn State goes into Michigan and beats them by 10 points. So, and it's still Penn State and it's still Rutgers. You know, would Penn State fans and even the team itself, I know they'll be happy with a win, but a single digit win, Penn State winning by one score, 7 points. Would Penn State walk away from that saying, hey, look at that, we've got a touchdown win against Rutgers, or would they probably end up being disappointed?
This year, more than any other year, is, hey, we've got to win. I don't care what it looks like. You know, I really feel like, and maybe I'm speaking on behalf of Penn State fans the wrong way, but I really feel like that's the temperament right now. It's like, we will take any win we can get, no matter how it looks, no matter what it looks like on paper. And even if it's against Rutgers, who, you know, they lost by 6 to Michigan. They lost by 3 to Illinois. You're not talking about juggernauts here. They played pretty tough, especially early against Ohio State. They played Indiana pretty tough. They beat Michigan State. I mean, I think you can see, especially maybe the last few weeks, they beat Purdue last week on the road. But I think you can see over the last few weeks, maybe a little bit of reality starting to set in for Rutgers, where they just don't have the horses to run with high powered teams. Now it just kind of comes down to, do you view Penn State as a potentially high powered team based off what they showed at Michigan? I thought it was a really encouraging step, and Rutgers certainly has limitations. So it'll be interesting. I think Penn State wins for sure, but I'm still making my mind up whether I think I have them covering or not. I feel like I'm leaning towards them not covering this game.
Okay, representing the fan base, Dustin, they turned the corner last week. No excuse for not a double-digit victory against Rutgers. Fair. Let's talk about the team itself. Sean Clifford, I'm very confident he will be the starter this coming week. Do we now have the quarterback formula? Sean Clifford will start. Will Levis will come in on short yardage situations, and Sean Clifford, we're not going to give him too much to handle. He will become a game manager, and that's our formula for success.
I think they just have taken a winding road to get to the formula that they wanted in the first place. If you're turning the ball over, if you're falling behind, if you're kind of in desperation mode for such large chunks of all those first five games, right, where you're giving your opponent early points and you're spotting them a double digit lead at the half, I mean, you kind of lose sight of, or maybe you're not able to pursue like what you want your identity to be. Penn State's been playing survival football for most of this year, so they didn't really have the luxury of ironing things out here or smoothing things out there or pontificating who they want to be. Like, all they wanted to be was a team with one win. And now they're that team, and maybe you're starting to see that formula start to come together a little bit more. Absolutely, they wanted Will Levis to come in and spell Sean Clifford and do what he's been doing. Absolutely, they wanted Sean Clifford to be clean and efficient. I think, you know, the early turnovers and early deficits got everybody away from where they wanted to be. Didn't help the offensive line, which wasn't quite ready to be a dominant, you know, a factor early in the season. So they've been in scramble mode, and now maybe you start to finally have the feeling that they're settling in. And maybe that's why the odds makers like them so much.
Speaking of settling in, it does appear they have the formula they want to go with at quarterback. Have they now made the adjustment at running back also? Is the formula going to be Kevon Lee getting the majority of the snaps?
I think the formula is, let's not be overly ambitious. Under the circumstances, let's keep it simple in the running game. The plays will be there in time. Let's not try so hard to make them happen when they're not there. I think maybe the two freshmen have been guilty of that. I think Devin Ford has been guilty of that. So whatever the backfield looks like in this one, if Devin Ford, I mean, all the best for him. There was a death in his family. I don't know. You know, we don't know much beyond that, but if he's back and they've got these three horses, whoever it is, let's use that same mentality. Like, this is not a Rutgers team that will beat us if we don't beat ourselves. And I think part of that is like, let's take what's in front of us. And I think that applies for Sean Clifford. It applies for Kevon Lee in this running game. So I think we will see that against Rutgers. This is a team that they should beat. They struggle in areas that Penn State can maybe capitalize on. So I think that will be the formula, is let's keep it simple.
We've talked about the formula at quarterback, the formula at running back. What about the offensive line, which may be the most important part to it? Do you feel like they've turned a corner, that it's now Caden Wallace at right tackle? We're now seeing more of Juice Scruggs, and we're also seeing a two tight end lineup also, which improves the running game. Is that the formula up front, Dustin?
I think so. And I think it all plays into each other. I think that the personnel changes that you're talking about, they opened in the two tight end set last week, the simplicity in the running game, the kind of like, let's put a hat on a hat and let's try to drive you off the ball, the old school kind of football. I think the coaches and everybody else realize that that's where they're at. And so that's where the play calls are. And I think they also have benefited whenever there's a little bit of momentum, there's a little bit of confidence, there's a little bit of swag from those guys up front, and you start to see that snowball in a good way. And we've seen that, I think, you know, in particular the last couple of weeks where they've, Nebraska for sure, and then again last week, they're starting to feel good about themselves. And I think they're capable of owning the point of attack against more teams than not. They're capable of doing that against this Rutgers team this week. And by the way, the Rutgers formula is, they're playing really good special teams. They're holding on to the ball. They're shortening the game. They're muddying things up. So I think that's going to be their goal against Penn State. They're going to try to do all those things. Penn State just has to not beat itself. If they do that, I think they win this game for sure.
All right, well, let's take a look at it, Dustin. As I said, right now, as we're recording this, and I just checked again on my DraftKings Sportsbook app, Penn State is listed as a 10.5-point favorite. I would not be surprised if that goes down a bit. I think you agree with that. The over-under right now is at 57.5 points. How do you see the game playing out?
I'm going to call it 31-27 Penn State. I think they win it. I think Rutgers finds some success running at these guys. I don't know that Penn State's defensive issues have been totally resolved. I felt better that their offense got on track than I saw a changed and reformed defense. Rutgers has scored some points. You know, they've scored 20 plus in every game this year, even against Ohio State, even against Indiana. They put up 42 in that losing effort to Michigan. They just don't have the talent and the personnel. I think Penn State can win this game on the ground, and I think eventually they take control. But I do have Rutgers scoring points and covering. I'm okay being wrong here. 31-27, Penn State 2-5, and now maybe a little bit of juice going into that final week of the regular season.
Two in a row. We call that a winning streak, Dustin.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I guess you have it as a close win for Penn State at 31-27. It will be interesting to see how it plays out. Did Penn State find the formula for victory with what they did against Michigan? We will see this coming Saturday at 3:30. So I'm sure we'll all be watching it. But that's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up for your shot to turn $1 into $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win. That's code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.